Ready? Beautiful.
Okay, how to not match your cost cutter if asked. The thing is about when you're asked something like, will you, you know, I like you, Mark, I like you, Dylan, I've got to go get, I've got another company down the road. and I've said it before, I'll say it again, I like GoGecko. As far as cost cutters are concerned, they've made it. Many haven't. There was one, I think, called Next, gone. 1% is out of business. There was one called 101% or something, gone, out of business. You know, so GoGecko get a lot of credit because they actually made it. So if you go up against GoGecko and your client says, will you match the $6,000 that they're offering, you fail. You deserve to only get $6,000. You're not showing them enough value, you know? So here's the thing though. The signing up of a 22A is the wrong time to be negotiating. You know, now's not the time. I've never been asked personally by a client to match a comp, to negotiate on comp. It's all in here. Remember we were talking about it yesterday? It's all in your head. Because there was a couple of guys that I've trained over the years where every second or third listing they come in, he'd say, oh, you never believe it, I got another one. I had to do it for 10 grand flat, you know, instead of 12. Oh, I had to do it, because that's just what, as soon as he gets an objection, he cuts the comp to get the deal. You know, so it's all in your head, because I've never yet been requested to have to do this. But if ever anyone does, now that, because at the time, GoGecko weren't really doing anything. You know, I didn't think they existed when I had an agency. There were a few like 1% and Next and stuff, but nothing. I was never asked anyway. But if ever I was, I'll never have to leave with anything but a full 22A. And like I said to you guys, if we can get around the legality, and we may be able to, I reckon we should charge 3.5%. You know, and call it a 1% negotiating fee. I don't know. Even if we're doing that, we'll get the 22As at 3.5%. We'll get them. Because at the time we're listing it, it's the wrong time to be negotiating our comp. Because here's the thing. If we take, say our office policy is, and interstate, it's a free-for-all. Commercial, it's a free-for-all. If you're good, you'll get 4%. If you're bad, you'll get 1. You know, I did a talk for a business broking company on self-paid advertising, and I know less than nothing about business broking. And they said I was their best speaker on the day. Wow, that's cool. And we were talking about self-paid advertising. They charge 6% plus advertising. So they're good, they've got market share. 6% plus advertising is their cost for business broking. Now, admittedly, business broking would be a tough gig. You know, I don't know anything about it, but I reckon it would be a tough gig. Now, here's the thing with the... If your policy is 3%, let's say it's REOQ. We're here in Queensland, we're capped at 2.5%. So our office policy is 2.5%. So we've got an office full of listings of 2.5%. And we've got one property... And we've got a team this size. So I'm the principal, you guys are our guns. You've all got all these listings. And Sean comes in with a listing for $6,000, which is, you know, three-fifths of REOQ. Are you guys going to go out of your way to sell Sean's? Which is the last property you guys are going to take your qualified buyers to? Sean's, because you're working for half the money. So what one might say to your seller is, you know, we really don't want to blame the team. You say, look, I understand where you're coming from, Mark, and look, I understand that you want the best thing for you. You want, at the end of the day, you want the most money in your pocket. And the way to get that isn't to cut the comp, because what you're doing is you're saying to the rest of my team, please don't bring your buyers anywhere near this property. Because again, they've all got all the other properties that are at full comp. So you don't want yours to be last on their shopping list. And we've got this program that we were talking about that, again, remember you agreed that it was a really good idea, that brokerage program we were talking about, the 100% thing? You know, what do they get? Which, the other agents, the LJ Hookers and stuff, what I'd rather, let's incentivize them to bring their best buyers so that they bring the best buyers with the highest price. But all I ask that, if you say you wanted this discount of, let's say it's $4,000, if we can give me the incentive to incentivize my team and the other agencies. So give me this 22A at full comp, because remember, we want them to be incentivized. But if the price they end up bringing us is less than what you're after, and if I deliver you less than the service and the outcome ends up being less, all I ask is one last chance to go back to the buyers and get the $4,000 discount that you're after out of them. So I'll make the buyers pay for it. I mean, is that's fair enough, yeah? you know, get the nod. So again, all I'm asking, if I can't deliver you the negotiation skills that make me worth the $4,000, let me earn full commission. I don't want you to give me full commission. Let me earn it. That's fair enough, isn't it? You know, so you're kind of getting a 22A at full comp, but conditionally. So you say, don't de-incentivize the team, let's incentivize the team. Give me a full comp. You know, if we do find a way to legally charge 3%, and everyone else in the office is at 3%, say, look, just give me this at 3% now, and if the price you want isn't worth the 3%, then I'll give you whatever discount you want. If you want to take a discount of $3,000 off the commission, you've got it. All I ask is one last chance to go back to the buyers. Now, you're being a little bit ambiguous there. At what stage do you go back to the buyers and get the $3,000 out of them? Well, all this is ambiguous, but you're saying, all I'm asking is one last chance to go back to the buyers and get them to pay the $3,000. And if my skills aren't enough that I can't get that $3,000 out of those buyers, I don't deserve to get full comp and you've got your discount and I'll match the other guys. Fair enough? You know, or if I can only get $2,000 out of them, then I'll give you the balance as a discount. Is that okay? You know, because the reason they're asking for the discount is they don't think you're worth full comp. As an industry, they don't think we're worth $10,000, and in most cases, they're right. So we've got to show them that we are worth it. And then the next thing that comes up, oh, I haven't got a PowerPoint on that. Okay, so the next thing that comes up after we've gotten our 22A at full com, we bring it back to the office. Now's where the over-servicing comes in. We over-service them like a maniac. They get a daily phone call. John McGrath from 9 till 10 was seller feedback. Now, he only took, you know, again, if you're following my advice and you've only got 5 to 8, 10 at the maximum, exclusive listings with some semblance of advertising. You can knock over all your seller phone calls, 5 to 10 minute phone calls. That'll be an hour, 2 hours or so. Do it first thing, and you do it every day. You know, now a lot of people have said, oh, but Glenn, I've got nothing to say every day. Well, if you've got nothing to say, then that's something that needs immediate relaying. Because that means there's been no hits on realestate.com, there's been no emails, there's been no phone calls, there's been no buyer inspections, there's been absolutely nothing happen. Is that something that needs relaying to the seller immediately? In my opinion, yes. You know? So every day there's something to tell them. What you did for them the last day. What the market responded to their message for that last day. You know? So there's something to tell them. And if it's just ringing up, just let you know. Not much happened in the last day. We had a few hits on the website, but no inquiries. Just want to let you know. Now, the other thing, if you rang up with that phone call 7 days in a row, do you think when you go in on the 8th day and say, look, we're going to need to soup up this advertising a little bit, do you reckon you've earned the right to then say, look, can I do an open home this weekend? It's going to be a bit of a budget to get these DVDs printed and put a bit of advertising out there. But you might have a chance, as opposed to if you wait 2 weeks, nothing happens, and the first phone call you make is, hey, Bevan, give me $200, go do an open home. You haven't made enough deposits in the rapport bank with the daily contact to be worthy of saying, I'm going to need $200, you know, for the money. You see what I'm saying there? Yeah? So, but if they're asking for a discount, it's back to the discount thing, they're asking for a discount because they don't think we're worth it. When you then over-service with daily contact, with weekly face-to-face written feedback reports, and all the stuff that we talk about in the full program about servicing the listing once you've got it. You know, so on day two, you go back around, or day one, the day after you get the listing, you go back around and you say, righto, what I need to do is I've got my 22A here, this is all just part of the process, and you guys are going to say, I don't have time, you need to make time. So day one of the listing, you go back around the next evening, you've got your 22A, and you say, righto, in this room, what stays and what goes? Because it's important to ascertain what's a fixture and what's a what do I call the other thing? A channel. You know, it's important to figure out if we were selling this room, does this screen go with the room or not? Well, does it? You guys tell me?
No.
Yeah, no, it doesn't because it's not attached. What if there was a bolt in that attaches to the floor? It does. You know, and there's a whole bunch of ambiguity about what stays and what goes. Were we not talking about some of those exceptions yesterday? Oh, Chad and Lisa had the outdoor furniture that got thrown in. Well, theirs was a very positive story about happy people about the furniture. There's been some extraordinarily negative ones because agents weren't diligent in ascertaining, does that pool table stay or go? Does that TV? Now, what a dryer, does it stay or does it go if it's not on the contract and ascertained either way? Well, it depends if it's attached to the wall or not. You know, because if it's attached to the wall on a bracket, here's the other thing. The bracket's attached to the wall, the dryer's not. But what they've deemed at law is that the bracket is part of the dryer, even though the dryer only hangs on the bracket. Now, this one, I've never heard of it coming up yet, but it's coming, because dryers, they used to fight over them all the time. Dishwashers, too. Dishwashers are considered a fixture. Even though they just plug in, because of the... And even though, just like a washing machine, they only screw onto the water, it's because of the waste valve. The waste valve makes it a fixture by definition. Dishwashers are constantly a source of ambiguity. My point here isn't a discussion on the legal ramifications of what's a fixture and what's a chattel. I'm talking about over-servicing. So on day one of the listing, you just walk around with the seller in each room saying, right up, what are you taking, what are you saying? And yeah, you're taking notes and you're getting some of your actual technical job done, but you're also making another investment into the rapport bank. You want to touch them in some way, phone, letter, face-to-face or whatever, every day for 30 days. Now, if you do that every day for 30 days, even if the price comes in a little low, you have so over-delivered on what they expected, they'll, for the most part, be too embarrassed to ask for the discount. And even if they do remember, you've got one last chance to go and put your negotiation skills into work and get it out of the buyers anyway. And you've already got an agreement that if you can get it out of the buyers, they're not going to ask for the discount. So they're probably not going to ask because you've over-serviced. If they do, you've got one last chance to flex your negotiating muscle and get it out of the buyers. Worst case scenario, you give them a couple of grand back. You know, certainly much better than discounting at 22A time, isn't it? You know, so again, for your principals in the room, zero tolerance on discounting. Get them to watch. You'll have a copy of these DVDs. Get them to watch this part of it. Get them to write out the script I just said, or in whatever way you would want to write out and rechange my words or whatever. But the principle is, we don't negotiate yet. We give them a conditional agreement that it's at full comp if we can get the price good enough. And if the price isn't good enough, all we ask is one last chance to get it out of the buyers. Fair enough. Then, when we've got the listing, we over-service with daily contact in whatever way, shape or form that takes. And they'll either be A, too embarrassed to ask for the discount because you've over-delivered. B, they give you one last chance to get it out of the buyers. And look, worst case scenario is you've had a good crack at it and you've got to give them the discount. That, remember, some agents were going to give them up front anyway. So you've really given yourself the best chance. Does that make sense?